Pesach Da'at Tov Shem Pei Hei, Rav Yishai Lister Shlitza.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you very much for having me again. Today I want to talk about a very hot topic this year, which is Erev Pesach Shechol Yerush B'Shabbos. Now, I did my research on Shiurim given recently on Torah Way, and I found that with Pesach, things get very confused and very tangled very quickly, so I've tried my best to make things as clear as possible. Any questions that you may ask, I'll try and answer you as quickly, as concisely as possible, as clearly as possible. If I don't know, I will tell you I don't know. Here we go. Hilchas Yudad Nisan Shechol Liyos B'Shabbos. I'm going to go through things in a slightly Seder Hadvarim, starting from the night before Pesach, with the Bedikas Chometz, and we'll go through things to Seder Hayom, as long as time allows, with a Chazorah at the end, so that everybody can walk out with everything. Hopefully everybody will come out with something new. Now, Yudalit Shechol Liyos B'Shabbos. There are a few things that we do on Erev Pesach which you can't do on Shabbos. One of these things is a Bedikas Chometz. Now, Bedikas Chometz for the Minhag is to take a candle, or some place can say to take a torch, a lit flashlight, to walk around the house with it, or any other place that might have Chometz, to look for the Chometz in order to destroy them the next day. Now, we cannot do this on Shabbos, so instead, we do this on the night before Shabbos, being Thursday night, being Lel Yud Gimel, not so Lel Shishi, on Thursday night. That is when we do our Bedikas Chometz, and we also do our Bitol Chometz. We burn the Chometz on Friday afternoon, the same time that we burn our Chometz the rest of the year, being before the Zman Issa Chometz, on Thursday there would be no Zman Issa Chometz, because it's only Yud Gimel. The reason for this being, we don't want to get confused on other years. We might end up, if we burn our Chometz late this year, you might think next year, when it's actually Osa to have Chometz, that you can burn it later, just like you burnt it last year. So we burn our Chometz on Friday afternoon, just like we do... Friday morning, just like we burn our Chometz every other morning of Erev Pesach. Tanis B'chayros... I don't think it's low plug. I think it's a gezeirah that we might come to get confused with other years. Now, on Tanis B'chayros is pushed off to the Thursday before, and the Ramah brings the Machlekes in Tof Ayin. Our minhag is to fast on Thursday. Now, when you do your bedika on Thursday night, do you make a bracha? Now, I'll explain the question in another way. There's a bacha coming home from yeshiva. He's coming home this morning, and I was talking to him on the phone last night, and I told him, just before you leave yeshiva, you should do a bedikas chometz. We are now 30 days before Pesach, and the Shulchan Aruch says that if you're leaving a place of residence 30 days before Pesach, you should do a bedikas chometz before you leave. And I told him you should not make a bracha, because we only make a bracha on Erev Pesach. Why do we...
yeshiva 30 days, 2 weeks before.
I'm sure he's got his good reasons as to why he's leaving, but for whatever reason he's leaving somehow, however that is, he's leaving early. I told him to a Bedikas Chometz, or any bracha who leaves at Rosh Chodesh Nisan should ask a shaila about doing a Bedikas Chometz before he leaves. Yeah. But you do the Bedika without making a bracha, right? So if you're not doing Bedikas Chometz, very bekitze, if you're not doing Bedikas Chometz before Lel Yedaled, if you're doing Bedikas Chometz before Lel Yedaled, you do not make a bracha. Should we be making a bracha on our Bedikas Chometz because we're doing it on Lel Yud Gimel and not on Lel Yud Dalet? To which the answer is, in Siman Tov Lamed Vav Sif Kof and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah explains as to why you do not make a bracha if you're making an early Bedikas Chometz, because you make a bracha al bir Chometz, to destroy the Chometz, and the next day you're not going to be destroying the Chometz, you're just doing a quick clear up of your yeshiva dormitory, and then you're coming home. However, us, on Erev, on Lel Shishi, we will be burning our Chometz on Friday morning, in which case a bracha should and can be made, can and should be made, on Lel Shishi Bedika this year, Lel Yud Gimel. Now, just like every other Bedikas Chometz throughout the normal years, where Erev Pesach has not fallen on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat or learn or do certain things before you do Bedikas. So too, on Lel Shishi this year, on Lel Yud Gimel, you're not to tally and dally with other things. You're meant to do the bedikah straight away without getting caught up in other things, lest one come to forget to do it at all. Now, the reason we do it on Thursday night is because we cannot do a bedikah on Shabbos. Why can't you do a bedikah on Shabbos? Let's say I have a candle lit already. Why can't I prance around my house and do bedikah somit with that lit candle? The answer is because it's osur to move candles on Shabbos. Now, why is it osur to move candles on Shabbos? I can move it in such a way that it's not a psik ratio that the candle will burn up or burn down. I can move very slowly or carefully, or I can use a torch maybe. I can use some sort of device. The answer is because it's mukta. Now, let me ask you a question. I have a mitzvah to do bedika. Why isn't that doita the mukta? There should be one Shabbos in history that we can move a lit candle around the house. And that would be Friday night this year. Why didn't we do our bedikas chometz, which is a mitzvah, and have it be doiche the lo sase derabonon of mukta? This is a question I've once asked her away a few years ago, as to why mukta is never nidche away. The answer could be that it's possible to do bedikah without being doiche mukta. You could do it the night before. So that's one answer brought by the poskim. Another answer brought by the poskim is that tiltul haner is a serious issa. Tiltul haner is an issa which could lead to kiboy or can lead to mave, which are melochos of Shabbos, in which case we do not, even though we might be doiche, the Stei Chemed says we might be doiche another mukta, tiltul haner is a serious mukta that we do not want to be mate. I thought of a very basic teretz, which is found in a Kesef Mishnah in Chometzu Matzah Peret Gimel Halacha Ches on the Rambam. I didn't see this brought by the poskim. I wonder why. It is a Tosfos in Kesubos, which brings a scary situation. Let's say you find chometz to uraisa in your, you haven't done bittel and you haven't done bedika, and you find chometz in your dining room on Yom Tov. What should you do? Tosfos says what you should do is take a kli and put it on top of the chometz and leave it. Even though you have chometz to uraisa, you have a mitzvah tashbisu, you have a mitzvah bal yiroe and bal yimotzei, and because of mukta, we leave the chometz alone till after Yom Tov. How can that be? So the Kesef Mishnah says, Chachomim made a chizuk at Divreihem when it comes to mukta, and also it's better to be over on all these three deraisas b'sheva al kaseh without doing anything, rather than get up and actively be involved in the issa mukta of burning the chometz. So maybe this could be the answer to our question as well. It's better not to do a bedika than to get up and be over something with a sheva al taseh without doing anything, rather than to get up and actively be involved in an aveira of mukta, even though you're doing it to do bedikas chometz. That could be another reason as to why we do not ourselves go and do bedikas chometz on Friday night. Rather, it's better to do it on Thursday. Again, because tiltul haner is a issa choma, and we don't want to be matter that. It's possible to be without pushing away a mukta by doing it the night before, or because it's better to passively be over an avera than to actively be over an avera.
Now, in the right,
we're supposed to say even if there's no bittel, you should just cover it as opposed to burning it. Once you've done a bittel, chometz becomes the rabbanon. The issa chometz becomes the rabbanon. So to say, even in the case where the chometz is deraisa, where you haven't done anything to deal with your chometz, even so, you still didn't touch it because of mukta alone. Now, in the daytime, why can't we do bedikas chometz on Shabbos day? We don't need a candle on Shabbos day. The answer is because we don't check by the sunlight, because sun doesn't get everywhere. It doesn't light up all areas of the house. Especially in Manchester, you have very shady corners of the house that you can't get to. Now, I'm still not done with this. Why can't I ask a goy to come and help me? Why don't we all, one Shabbos a year, we all have our handy goyim next door. Why don't we ask the goy to come and hold the candle for me? I'm still not allowed to. I want to do my bedikah on Friday night. So the Shut Avnei Tedek says it's mutter to do a shvus b'mokum mitzvah, and if you haven't done your bedikah on Yud Gimel, you can ask a goy to come in, light up a candle, and carry it with you throughout the house. Now, the Shut Ma'ashah gets very upset with the Avnei Tzedek, and he says, we don't find that the poskim amateh, one shvus b'mokum mitzvah, even a mitzvah d'oraisa, and kol shekein, bedikas chometz, which is only a mitzvah d'rabbonon, especially once you've done your bittel.
Well, you can't do it, a guy can't do it for you.
Right. But Shvus Tishvus for Makom Mitzvah, we're Mateh, even though you can't do a Shvus Tishvus, the guy can. But Avni Tzedek wants to be Mateh one Shvus, which is the Shittas Hamor Ketzia, one Shvus Makom Mitzvah is Mateh. We do not pass in like that, except in very certain circumstances, and this does not quite fit the bill. The Shutmar Shag says you cannot have a goy come in to light the candle for you, even for Makom Mitzvah. Now, what I'm still not done. What happens if they...
light the candle on 3 days,
3 days
after the candle?
Pardon? Right, so that's my question. Why, what happens if it was lit already? We're still not done it. Right, but I can ask the goy to move a candle. So if you look in Simon Reish I involved in the Ramah in Sif Gimel, he says that you can ask a goy to move a candle for you. If the goy doesn't move too quickly and it's not a psik reish, anything you can do yourself on Shabbos, you're allowed to ask a goy to do it. For example, I can move a candle on Shabbos. How can I move a candle on Shabbos? The post can say I can move it with tiltol min hatzad. The Mishnah Berurah says in Reish Ayinvav, I can ask a goy to move a candle for me on Shabbos. I can ask him to pick up a candle and come with me, because I can bring the candle myself with tiltol min hatzad. And if a goy brings it without a shinoi, without tiltol min hatzad, that's because he's doing it for his own convenience. I could potentially do it, in which case I can ask a goy to do it as well.
So what? Light. Can't be ridiculous. No light.
Well, there is an idea that if you have a chorid, a stocking in your wall, and light cannot reach there, and you cannot get a candle in there safely, there are posts that say just to feel with your hands is a good enough bedika. There's no difference between seeing with your eyes or seeing with your hands. So then you have to feel every single square inch of your house. And you might miss an inch, in which case you might be in trouble.
Torch with batteries.
So why can't what your torch with batteries is the same? The feedless remark. Why can't the same thing? Why can't some person can say an LED torch is not mukta? Why can't I take an LED torch? Why can't I take a candle? Al yaday goy. So al yaday goy. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Chof Tes. Reish Ayinvav Sifkot and Chof Tes. To ask goy to move a candle for you is only mutter l'bnei Torah. We're all b'nei Torah here because we're worried that you might come to be more makel and ask a goy to do something which is not permitted on Shabbos. For example, to light up the candle in the first place. But a candle which is already lit. The Ramah says in Reish Ayinvav Sif Gimel, you're allowed to ask a goy to come and move it for you. Why can't I do b'dikas chometz on Friday night, as long as the goy doesn't move too fast, as long as you're a ben Torah, that you won't come to be more makel than you're allowed to be. Now, I don't really have a good answer to this question. The Shulchan Aruch Harav in Simon Tov Lamed Gimel says it's osa to do bedikah on Friday night. Finished. I don't know why. I'm not sure.
You said before that, we know that you can't use the outside light for... Why don't you just use good quality electric? All your lights are on in the house.
Amazing. So I'm coming to that right now. Chuk Yisrael says that if you forget to do a bedikas chometz, and that's it, it's Friday night already, you should check all the rooms which are lit with electric lights. And in the daytime, you can do in the rooms that didn't have electric lights, you can use the chama as much as you can. And Motzei Shabbos, Yom Tov Rishon, before your Seder night, you can check Le'or Haner, you can move the Ner around and check on Motzei Shabbos. Now, moving swiftly on to Shabbos morning, the Shabbos Hagadol Drasha should be pushed off to the week beforehand. Shabbos, on this Shabbos, we daven extremely early in order to eat the two Seudas, which have a Chiv today without with coming to any Mechshoilim, in order that nothing should go wrong. We need extra time today. We should not have very long davening. We should tell the chazan to get a move on, as it were, in order that there should be time in the day and you don't come to any Mechshoil. The Mishpat Tot Zahav says in Siman Tov Lamed Sif Kotan Aleph that you should still say the Yotzeres of Shabbos Hagadol. Rav Chaim Zonnenfeld says you should skip the Yotzeres of Shabbos Hagadol. The Maharil makes a compromise. He says you say the Yotzeres the week beforehand in order that you have a quick davening, an early davening. Rav Chaim Zonnenfeld he says you should daven kasheyo'e hayoim as soon as possible. You should be davening. Do not delay. There's serious Isurim involved. Should a delay occur.
Sorry, you mentioned two Sudas. You're referring to Shalosh Sudas episode.
I'm referring to Sudas Shacharis and Shalosh Sudas. We're coming to it. Oh. It's coming. Yeah. We're still holding in Shabbos morning.
Right.
Here we are. Shulchan Aruch, Sif Gimel. For this Shabbos, you should not be cooking sticky chometz dikah food. So Cholent is going to have to take a break this week, I'm sorry, because it's also to wash up on Shabbos for after Shabbos because of an Issa HaChana. Now let's say you just couldn't resist and you did bake a Cholent. What should you do? The Mishnah Berurah says, b'di'eved, you're allowed to wash it up because that's how choma issa chomitz is. B'di'eved, you're allowed to wash up. We push away the issa hachona. B'di'eved, this is not lechachila, to push away the issa of hachona in order that one can wash up.
He wants to use disposable.
Yeah. We're coming to disposables in a minute.
I've thought of everything.
Now, the Shmir Shabbos Kil Chasa asked the question on this. Why is there an Issa Hachono? There's an Issa Chomitz today. Why can't I wash up my cholent pot? I still want to have a cholent. To which the answer is, Issa Chomitz today, that's enough to just put a kli on top. To wash it up, who allows you to wash it up? Just put a kli on top of your cholam pot. In which case, in order to allow washing up, you have to be deiche be'issa of hachana, b'di'eved, the Mishnah Berurah.
If it bothers you, you're allowed to wash it up.
But why does it bother you? Every week you have a cholam.
Every week this lady comes in and washes up for this other lady. So
if it really bothers, maybe you would be allowed to have cholent, but most people, I'm not sure. You should speak to your rav first. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says if you did cook a cholent, it's better to have it al yedei nochri. In nochri, there's less of it issa of hachonah that we have to be deicher. Now, the minag is, says the Mishnah Berurah in Tochen Dalet Sifkot in Yedalet, the minag is to eat cold food of chometz straight after shachris. And after Achatzos, then for Shalosh Edus, which we're coming into in greater detail later, we eat hot food that are kosher lePesach, for example, Basar V'Dogim, and your Yotze with this, Shalosh Edus, which we're going to come onto in a minute. Now, the Mishnah Berurah said we eat cold food Shabbos morning. Some people are very stringent upon themselves to have dafka hot food every meal of Shabbos. So how do you have hot food to the Shacharis? So there are those that are stringent people, Chassidim and Shemaisa, that have a minag, that they make a mokum mesuyim, they designate a corner of the house, the sterile corner, where they have their chometz over there, they wash themselves, they brush themselves down very well, they wash their beards and their mouths, we're coming to that as well in a minute. They go into a separate room, a separate part of the room, to finish their siddur with Pesach dikka, hot food. And then they go back to where they were, eat another kezias of bread, they make Birkas Hamazon over there, back again where they started. So they start off over here, they go to the next room, the next house, and then they come back over here, eat another kezias, and then bench. Now the Ramah in Siman Kuf Ayin Ches says this is not lechatchila to do. Why? Because we're worried that you might come to forget to bench. If you start over here and you go over there and you're eating cholent over there, problems occur. So how come we're not worried about this? So the Be'er Halacha says the Tzorech Mitzvah, it's okay. And this is a Tzorech Mitzvah because you want to eat Chamin on Shabbos. And Chamin on Shabbos is an Oinek Shabbos, which is a very big mitzvah, in which case it's not so terrible. Now the Chashash, the Ramah also brings another Chashash, that you might come to forget what bracha you made. You might come to forget, you might make a mistake in the brachas. Because of Erev Pesach, we're in a big rush, we're not scared you're going to come to forget because you're going to be back there in 30 seconds after you finished eating a cholent to get rid of the chometz. Now, plastics. Plastics. Now this is, someone suggested here that we should use plastic cutlery, plastic plates on Pesach. This is a very interesting idea because, let me ask you a question, what are you going to do with the plastic plates with chometz on after you finish eating with them? Throw them in the bin? The bin is still in your reshus. So what are you going to do with the plastic plates?
You will have already, by then, disinfected in the bin.
Amazing. So we're going to come on to that. So what should you... Now, let me ask you a different question. Who cares if I put it in a bin? There's less than a kezias over here. So the answer is, no, there isn't. There might be more than a kezias. You put it all in the bin. Now, the bin has lots of crumbs in, and the bin is a kli, and the Mishnah Berurah Paskens in Tof Mem Beis, Sifkot and Lamed Gimel, that there's such a thing called Tziruf kli. So you have lots of crumbs in your black bin, then it's going to be a Tziruf kli, and that might be a Issa Chomodo Raisa. Even less than a Kazayas, the Chacham Tzim Chazanish says that even not in a kli, less than a Kazayas of Chomets, you have a chi of deraisa to burn it. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says only mid rabbanon. But if you're using plastics on Shabbos and you put it in the bin, I don't think that's a good enough an eitzah.
Why can't you put your bin outside your shoes?
But the bin is yours.
It's not your bin.
I live in Prestbridge. The bin. I hope no one comes to take it. £46 for a new one. Can I be mafking my bin?
Why don't we do that?
You're
it's in my reshit. Have the comments in my reshit. I don't know if it's good. But your bin's mucks on Shabbos. I hear. So we're going to come on to different eaters. That might be one. I didn't think of that one. Are they?
Put it down there.
But I've got my plastic plate will block the toilet. My plastic plate will block the toilet. But how am I going to get it off the plate? It's stuck on the plastic plate static. I've got crumbs stuck on my plastic plate. So I don't have time to start brushing every single plate down. So, I mean, a different question. Maybe we could say that crumbs are bottle in the A-lot. Crumbs are bottle. Even so, even if there's only tiny crumbs, the Kafa Chaim says it's good to get rid of them if possible. It's the Masmosh Mishnah Berurah as well. It's good to get rid of them. He says to put them on the floor and sweep them away. The Shulchan Aruch Rav also says it's good to burn even the smallest crumb. I've got an eitzah for you, like what this man said. You should put it in a sack. Pour some harsh chemicals in like bleach or Dettol, which are not mukta. Bleach is something which can be used on Shabbos to clean your bathroom or anything else you want to clean. Shake up the sack very well and then put it in the bin. That chometz is no longer fit for eating. Now, right, as far as I know, the bins belong to you. You have to buy them. I bought a black bin when I moved to my house. Then I'm not sure. But Olam seems to be mucking with the green stickers to have bins come get picked up. No, so if it's councils, why do you have to worry about that? So it seems to be that the post are machmir that you shouldn't have anything in your bin either. Yeah, I repressed it. I did it. Lower class episode. I did it. Here we are. Shulchan Aruch. Sif Dalet. Top Mem Dalet. Sif Dalet. After you've eaten, you should shake off your tablecloth, clean the plates. The Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch says you should clean it with your etzbois and put them away. The Olas Re'iyah says nowadays in our modern society that we've got taps and stuff, it's better to rinse it all down. Bizman Hazer. The Shulchan Aruch says you should clean the plates with your fingers. The poskim nowadays say that it's better to put it under the tap and then put it away. Rav Eliyoshiv says don't do anything. Just take your plate, put it in the cupboard. It's sold to a goy. Put it away, and that you can suffice with that. Now, brushing your teeth on Shabbos. My mother's a dental hygienist. You would love to hear about this. Can you brush your teeth or can you not brush your teeth on Shabbos? Now, I've thought of 5 potential issues of using a toothbrush on Shabbos. Number one, Uvdin Dechoyl. What is Uvdin Dechoyl? Very bekitzer. Right, so we're going to come on to that. Uvdin Dechoyl. If I use a normal toothbrush on Shabbos, what is Uvdin Dechoyl? So there's a Kippas HaReichim, which Rabbi Huda Hirsch, local Talmud Chacham, showed to me. The definition of Uvdin Dechoyl that the post can take on, if I do something which is very similar to something I usually do during the week, which leads to melachas, Chazal or Gozer, that I might come to do a melacha. For example, to use a toothbrush, which I usually do, Schita or Mamreach or Chabura or Sosira Sanimin on the toothbrush, I might come to end up doing that on Shabbos if I use the same toothbrush. So the post can get around this by saying you should have a special toothbrush, which you use dry on Shabbos to avoid Schita, which you use without toothpaste to avoid Mamreach on Shabbos, that you should make sure that your teeth are not bleeding. If you put the toothbrush to your gums and they start to bleed, it's a psip ratio. You should definitely see your dentist. You cannot brush your teeth on Shabbos in such a case. And also there's a problem of stiras hanimin. To break the bristles of the brush might be an issue as well. So Rav Nissim Kuredit says if it's not a psip ratio that you're going to bleed, your brush is dry, you brush very lightly, in which that bristles definitely won't break off. And also, there's no psik ratio, your gums are healthy, you don't have gingivitis or any other gum disease, then it's okay to brush your teeth on Shabbos with a dry toothbrush with no toothpaste. The Sheva Halevi says you can take a little bit of water, spit it out, and use the remaining water in your mouth to brush your teeth with. The Shut Orl Tzion is more makel still. He allows you to take your toothbrush, dip it in water, and brush lightly. Since it's got a handle, it's not a psik ratio that it's going to... Now, what happens if you're somebody with gum disease, or you're nervous using a toothbrush, or you don't have a designated Shabbos toothbrush, the post can bring an eitzah to eat a raw carrot. A raw carrot gets into your teeth, it cleans everything out. Eat a hard food such as a raw carrot. You should be mevatel your chometz after lunch. Don't forget to be mevatel your chometz. It's very hard to remember, say the poskim, to remember to mevatel your chometz because there's no shreifas chometz. Now, sedas shishes, after chatzos, there's an idea. You should eat knedelech if you're mekel on gebrocht. If not, boss of a dogim. And if you don't have boss of a dogim... I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah brings it. You should, if not, you can eat fish and meat. If not, next level down, Shivas Haminim, the Kaf HaChaim explains it's more kosher than other fruit because it's got Birkas Me'ein HaShalosh. And if not, fruit for Shalosh Udas. You should be careful not to fill up your stomach, especially if you're eating late, in order that you can eat matzahs this evening, Lete Oven. Mishnah Berurah says it's also good to split your morning Siddur into two, as well as having a Shalosh Udas, as well as having a Shalosh Udas later on. There are some posting that say you can be Mekayim Shalosh Udas before Chatzos, before Issa Chometz, in order to be Mekayim Hafi this day, Shalosh Udas with bread, say Birkas Hamazon after your morning Siddur, have a small break. You should go to the street, dance around in the street. Some say the time it takes to walk 4 amos. Some say for a quarter of an hour. Some say for half an hour. So I will tell you half an hour, and if you don't have enough time, it's okay. In order to make this hefsek, you wash again, make hamotzi again, have your semi-shalashudas according to some. You're going to have another shalashudas later on with your kenedelech if you're makil for some reason. And then the Vilna Gaon says this is a very good thing to do. The Mishnah Berurah says this is a very good thing to do if you have time. If you don't have time, you run into problems of brocha she'enu tzricha. Now I've got something here, dentures question mark or hazara. I'm going to try. There's a question: if you forgot to do hagolah on your dentures, some poskim are machmir for removable teeth that you should do hagolah before Pesach. Now very easy to forget. What happens on erev Pesach? I forgot to do it. It's Shabbos today. Can I do hagolas kelim on my removable teeth on Shabbos? Now the only reason this would be a problem is because of Makeh Bepatish. I'm making it fit for something which it wasn't fit for before. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, if I do this before Zman Issa Chometz, I'm not fixing anything because it's still mutter to eat Chometz. I'm just boiling up my teeth. So before Zman Issa Chometz, you can do Hagolah on your dentures. After Zman Issa Chometz, a lot of poskim, the stipler, the Chazon Ish, don't even have to worry about it at all. Other poskim, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, who's Machmir, he will send you to the shop to get another one. Maybe you can ask the guy to go for you. Now we're going to go through everything. We've got about 3 minutes left. Here we go. Hilchas Yud Dalet Nisan B'Shabbos. Very bekitza. Here we go. So we do our bedika Lel Yud Gimel. We do Sreifas Chometz in the morning before Zman Issa Chometz throughout the rest of the year, so we don't get confused on other years. We leave over the Mazon Shtei Sudas for Shabbos Day and Friday night. And also, according to the Vilna Gaon, we also have our break in the middle of Shabbos lunch, which we take for Shalosh Udas. You should be Mevatel your Chometz after the Bedika, not after the Sreifa, but Mevatel our Chometz Shabbos day after Sudas Shacharis. Tanis Bechoris is pushed off to Thursday. We make a Bedikas Chometz with a Bracha, even though it's not Lel Yadalad, because we're going to be burning our Chometz the next morning. We also should not eat, or there's also restrictions on learning before this Bedika as well, even though it's not a Bedika necessarily bizmanai. We do not do Bedika on Shabbos because of Issa, basically Issa Tiltol Haner, even if the candle's lit from before Shabbos. We don't say Asay De Chalos Asay for a few reasons. In the daylight, we try not to do Bedika because we're worried that the sunlight won't reach all areas of the house. Some say it's Muta Ayodei Goy. I think the overruling custom is that we do not do Bedikas Chometz Ayodei Goy on Friday night. Rather, we go into every, if you forget to do it, you should go into every room which is lit on Friday night by electric lights, and then you check as best as you can in the day as well. By sunlight, and Motzei Shabbos, before the night, you should check with a candle. Now, Shabbos HaGodol Drosha is pushed off to the Shabbos beforehand. On Shabbos, you get up very early to daven. Some say you don't say Yotzra, some say you do, and the Chazan, as we said before, should get a move on. On Shulchan Aruch, Sif Gimel, we don't cook sticky chometz foods for this Shabbos. We have very easy to clean things. If you did cook chometz food, you can wash it up. It's better to do it Ayodei Goy if possible. Go to your Goy's house. Please can you wash my dishes? Thank you very much. Now, the minhag is to eat cold food. That those that want to eat hot food should eat bread in the corner, eat Pesach Dika hot food, and come back and eat your bread. We're not worried about all the chashoshes because it's a tzorech mitzvah. Also, because you're in a rush, you won't come to forget. Plastic plates, putting it in the bin. We have a bit of a tumult about this. It seems to be from the poskim that it's not enough to have it in your bin. You also have to make it dirty in some way, make it not fit for eating, which is a Dettol is very good for this. Put it in a bag, put some Dettol in, shake it up very well, and then put it in the bin. We also spoke about that you should shake your tablecloth after Shacharis. You should wipe clean your plates. Rav Eliyosif says you just put it in the cupboard and forget about it. That's also okay. Brushing your teeth. We've said that if it's not a psik resha that will remove dam, it's a dry brush or only a slightly wet brush, the fida shevet halevi. And also you brush very lightly in a way that nimin, the bristles of the brush won't definitely come off, then it's okay, you can brush and floss your teeth. If you're somebody who can't brush their teeth, for example, you don't have a Shabbos toothbrush, or you're somebody who bleeds, then it's a good idea to eat a hard food such as a raw carrot. So the shlishes, we said you should have number one, you should split your Shabbos Shacharis into two if you have time in order to be Mekayim Surashlishes with bread. If you don't have time, and even if you do have time and you've done it, you should have another Shalosh Shudas with Knedelech if you're Mekil for Gebrocht. If not, then Boss of a Dogim. You should make sure to have, if you're eating Mazonis, it needs to be before Shah Asiris, which is about 3 hours before Tzeis, in order to Kedei Le'echol a Matzah L'Teoven. Boss of a Dogim, if not, Shivas Haminim, Ramonim, or any other of the Shivas Haminim. And if not, then other fruits. It's good. And then dentures, we said, before Zan Issachomets, you could do Hagolot on your dentures if you have them. Shkaya! Yeah.
Shkaya! Yeah. Very nice. Don't forget to. Don't forget to.